由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are glad you've joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我们今天的节目。
Let me remind you that we are studying the Master's Manifesto.
让我提一提你，现在你听紧的咧系《天路导向》呢个节目，而我哋所讲紧嘅呢个系列信息咧，就系主嘅宣言。
I want to begin by telling you that there are a growing number of businesses that utilize graphology.
首先，让我话俾你听，最近越嚟越多嘅公司咧，系开始研究嗰啲求职嘅人佢哋嘅笔迹。
They use that as a test for their prospective employees.
佢哋用呢一个笔迹学嘅原理咧，嚟去测试嗰啲将要聘请嘅雇员嘅。
Graphology is the study of handwriting.
所谓笔迹学咧，系专系攞嚟研究人嘅书法嘅习惯嘅。
The reason that handwriting is studied by employers is for the purpose of character analysis.
咁呢啲雇主咧，通过去请人去研究笔迹咧，就可以去分析呢个应征嘅人佢嘅性格究竟系点样嘅咧。
Experts in that field claim that based on certain handwriting distinctives, they can draw certain conclusions regarding one's personality.
咁而嗰啲笔迹学嘅专家，即系专系研究啲人嘅笔迹嘅咧，佢哋咧就话唔同嘅笔迹咧，佢系有唔同嘅特征，而呢啲唔同嘅特征咧，可以推断出每个人咧唔同嘅个性嘅。
I am told that the style of handwriting for each of us is different.
我听讲咧，每个人笔迹嘅风格咧都系唔同嘅。
Just like fingerprinting.
就好似咧，每个人嘅指纹咧都系唔同咁样。
And that style of our handwriting helps those experts to determine whether we are outgoing or introverted.
笔迹嘅风格可以咧，让到嗰啲嘅专家去辨认出我哋究竟系外向啊，定系内向嘅人。
Or what our personality is like.
又或者系我哋嘅个性究竟系点样嘅咧
？Only by seeing the handwriting.
只要咧系透过睇我哋嘅字迹，我哋嘅笔迹咧就可以知道啦。
Well, I don't understand this.
我咧就唔系太明呢度当中嘅原理究竟系点。
But I take their word for it.
但系咧，我系相信呢啲专家所讲嘅。
I am not here to argue for or against handwriting analysis.
我并唔系要去赞同或者去反对呢啲笔迹嘅分析专家。
What this idea remind me of is this.
但系咧，佢哋嘅讲法咧系提醒咗我啦。
There is biblical truth about it.
提醒咗我咩呢？就是提醒咗我一个圣经嘅真理。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2,
喺哥林多后书三章二节嗰度
，The apostle Paul tells us that the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ are a written epistle。
使徒保罗话俾我哋听，耶稣基督嘅门徒就系一封嘅推荐信。
And that written epistle is known to be read everywhere.
呢封信呢，系会被世界上各地各方嘅人呢，系去睇嘅。
I want to ask you this question on this broadcast.
咁今日呢，我就想问你一个问题啦。
How are people reading you?
啲人系点样睇你，点样去阅读你嘅呢？
Do they read your life as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ?
他们是否能够从你的生命里面去看得出你是主耶稣基督的门徒呢
？In today's world, we view happiness as a subjective state instead of being an objective judgment.
在今天的世界里面，我们将幸福看为一种主观的状态，而不是一个客观的判断。
And that is why so many Christians, even in the church today, have very hard time comprehending the Master's Manifesto.
咁呢就係可以解释点解咁多甚至喺今时今日嘅教会里面嗰啲嘅基督徒，咁多嘅基督徒呢都好难去理解主嘅宣言。
And that is why we are studying it in these broadcasts.
咁所以呢我哋就要喺呢个节目里面一起嚟學習啦。
When Jesus said, "Happy are you,"
当耶稣在这个神的宣言里面，即是登山宝训里面说有福了，
He never meant the feeling of happiness.
他并不是指幸福的感觉，
Because the feelings are passing.
因为感觉呢是总会过去的。
Feelings can go up or go down depending on the circumstance.
我们的感觉，我们的情绪有时高有时低，是取决于我们所处的环境的。
If that was what Jesus meant, imagine what he was saying when he said, "Blessed are you who mourn, happy are you who mourn."
如果这个是耶稣的意思，试想象一下，他说哀恸的人有福了，哀恸的人快乐了，那究竟是什么意思呢？
This does not mean mourning over the loss of loved ones.
它并不是指为了失去亲人而哀恸。
This does not mean mourning over financial losses.
它并不是指为了失去钱财而哀恸。
This does not mean mourning over the loss of self-respect.
它并不是指为了失去自尊而哀恸。
Jesus did not mean any of this.
耶稣并不是指这一些的事。
In our last message,
在上一集的节目里面，
we saw that the first stage of spiritual blessing,
我们看到一个属灵的福气，
the first stage of developing Christian character,
也是培养基督性情的第一个阶段。
It is by acknowledging and declaring publicly that we have nothing of ourselves.
就是公开承认我们自己是一无所有的。
That we have no spiritual power of our own.
我们自己是没有任何的属灵的能力的。
We saw that to be poor in spirit is to declare spiritual bankruptcy.
我们看到在灵里面穷乏的就是宣告属灵的破产。
To be poor in spirit is to empty ourselves of ourselves in order to be filled with the Spirit of God.
灵里面的穷乏就是倒空我们自己，才能够被神的灵来充满。
To be poor in spirit is to come to the realization that I have nothing to offer.
灵里面的穷乏就是认识到我们没有任何贡献。
Nothing to plead.
没有资格去要求什么。
Nothing with which I can buy favor from heaven.
没有任何好处可以去赚取神的悦纳。
To be poor in spirit is to declare with the hymn writer who said,
灵里面的穷乏就好像一首诗歌的作者所讲那样。
Nothing in my hand I bring,
他说我手一无所有。
Simply to thy cross I cling,
只能紧靠十架。
Naked I come to thee for dress,
我赤身求主赐我衣裳。
Helpless look to thee for grace,
无人相助，唯望主恩。
Foul eye to fountain fly,
满身污秽，奔向活泉。
Wash me, Savior, or I will die.
救主，洁净我，免我灭亡。
That's what it means to be poor in spirit.
这个就是灵里面穷乏的意思了。
And to such people, said Jesus, belongs the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣就对这些人说，天国是他们的。
In this broadcast, I come to the second stage of blessing.
在今天的节目里面，我们要看第二个的福气。
It is found in Matthew chapter 5 verse 4.
是在马太福音的五章第四节的。
Blessed are those who mourn.
那里说哀恸的人有福了。
For they shall be comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
Mourning has different forms, as we are going to see in a minute.
有几种不同形式的哀恸，等阵间我们就一起来看一看。
Mourning in any of its forms is familiar to most of us.
无论是哪种形式的哀恸，大多数人都是很熟悉的。
I'm sure some of you have felt like the psalmist in Psalm 55.
我相信一定有人体会过诗篇五十五篇的作者他的感受了。
When he said,
当他这样讲的时候，
Oh, that I would have wings of a dove, that I would fly away, and be at rest, that I would flee far away, that I would hasten to my place of shelter from the tempest and the storm.
当他说，但愿我有翅膀像鸽子，我就飞去，得享安息，我必远游，宿在旷野，我必速速逃到避所，脱离狂风暴雨。
I am sure all of us have felt that way at some point in our lives.
当他这样讲的时候，我相信在我们的一生之中，某些的关头都有过这样的感觉。
I am sure some of you have found yourself in a place of disappointment.
我相信一定有些人是曾经觉得很失望的。
Some of you have found yourselves in a place of failure.
曾经有些人一定是经历过很大的失败。
Some of you have found yourself in a place of loss.
有些人曾经迷失过。
Some of you have found yourself in a place of sorrow.
有些人曾经经历忧患。
Some of you have found yourself in the place of utter frustration with life.
有些人亦都曾经对人生感到是全然的挫败。
When you find yourself standing there, and the sky is thundering, and the lightning is in the sky.
当你站在那里，看到呢，个天是雷电交加的时候。
I am sure you wish you could say with the psalmist, Oh, that I had wings like a dove that I'd fly away.
我相信你一定好像那位诗人一样这样说，哦，但愿我有翅膀好像鸽子一样，我就飞去了。
I know that for some people, comfort is very elusive.
我知道有些人对安慰的理解呢是混淆不清的。
Some think that their comfort is in a pill.
有些人认为药丸可以带来安慰。
Some think that their comfort is in drugs.
有些人认为毒品可以带来安慰。
Some think their comfort is in a bottle of alcohol.
有人就认为一樽酒呢可以带来安慰。
Some think their comfort is in denial of reality.
有人认为逃避现实可以带来安慰。
And there are some who think that their comfort is in traveling far away.
有人认为出外旅游可以带来安慰。
And there are some who think that their comfort is to be found in excessive work.
还有些人认为不停地工作可以带来安慰。
But the truth is that our real comfort can never be found in these places.
但是事实上，这一切都不能够给我们真正的安慰。
Because those who will truly be comforted are those who know how to mourn.
因为真正能够得到安慰的是那些懂得怎样去哀恸的人。
I explained to you in the last message,
我在上集节目里面曾经讲过，
Much of the Master's Manifesto is a paradox.
在主的宣言里面，很多的说话呢，看起来都是互相矛盾的。
This paradox cannot be any clearer anywhere in the Beatitudes than you see it here in the second Beatitude.
在主的宣言里面，这种的矛盾呢，在第二个的福气里面呢，是最明显的。
It is so clear it can hit you in the face.
就好像当头棒喝这样那么清晰。
What can be more contradictory than happy are the unhappy?
还有些什么是比起不开心的人是开心的这种讲法更加矛盾呢？
That is really what Jesus is saying here.
这个的确是主耶稣所讲的说话来的。
Happy are the unhappy.
不开心的人是开心的。
The road to joy and rejoicing is through mourning.
我哋必须通过哀恸，先至能够有喜乐同埋系欢欣。
I am sure I can hear some of you are saying, "What does that mean? That's absurd."
我好似听到有人话，啊，咁系咩意思咧？实在系太荒谬啦。
And given our worldview, I agree with you.
按照一般人嘅世界观，我同意你嘅讲法。
That is absurd.
咁样睇嚟，真系好荒谬哦。
The world tells us that to be happy is to avoid pain.
这个世界告诉我们听，要快乐就要逃避痛苦。
They tell us that to be happy is to avoid disappointment.
他们说，要快乐就要逃避失望。
To be happy is to avoid frustrations.
要快乐就要逃避挫败。
To be happy is to avoid hardship.
要快乐就要逃避艰苦。
To be happy is to avoid sorrow and grief and mourning.
要快乐就要逃避忧愁、悲伤同埋哀恸。
But Jesus said,
但系耶稣话
，Happy are the unhappy.
唔快乐嘅人系有福嘅。
Jesus goes even further than this.
耶稣甚至话
，In Luke chapter 6 verse 25,
喺路加福音第六章25节嗰度，佢话。
He said, "Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep."
他说，你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀恸哭泣。
In John 16:20, Jesus said,
在约翰福音16章20节，耶稣说，
"You will weep and you will mourn while the world rejoices."
他说，你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐，你们将要忧愁。
On the surface, this sounds very discouraging.
表面听起嚟，呢啲说话咧，好似令人觉得好气馁嘅。
Jesus is telling us, "Happy are the unhappy?"
唔通耶稣系同我哋讲，唔开心嘅人系有福嘅
？What kind of a motivational seminar is he offering to his followers?
佢对追随佢嘅人提出咗个系咪真系鼓舞到佢哋嘅课程咧
？Not much.
似乎唔系喎。
Before you answer these questions,
喺你回答呢啲问题之前咧
，I want to tell you that there are three types of mourning in the scripture.
我想话俾你听，喺圣经里边有三种类型嘅哀恸。
There is the mourning that emanates out of self-pity.
第一种咧系因为自怜而产生嘅哀恸。
There is mourning that emanates out of doubting of God's word.
是因为呢，怀疑神的话语而产生的哀恸。
And there is a mourning that emanates out of unfulfilled lust like that of Amnon, the son of David.
是一种呢，源于没办法去满足你的欲望而产生的哀恸，就好像呢，大卫的儿子暗恋一样了。
There is mourning that emanates out of destroyed ambitions and destroyed dreams.
呢种嘅哀恸咧，亦都系咧系源于破灭嘅野心同埋梦想而产生嘅一种嘅哀恸。
But then there is a second type of mourning.
但系咧，仲有第二种类型嘅哀恸嘅。
This type of mourning is a legitimate type of mourning.
呢种嘅哀恸咧，系一种合理嘅哀恸。
This type of mourning is proper.
它是一种合宜的哀恸。
This type of mourning is right.
它是一种正确的哀恸。
This type of mourning is God's gift to us to help us cope with life's difficulties and with life's disappointments.
这一种的哀恸呢，是神赐给我们的礼物，是帮助我们去面对生命里面的困境和失望的。
This type of mourning is like a safety valve that lets out the poison air of pain and grief.
呢一类嘅哀恸咧，就好似一个活门咁样，将我哋嘅疼痛、将我哋嘅痛苦、我哋嘅哀伤，好似咧毒气排泄一样咁样排泄出嚟。
This type of sorrow is like the balm that is laced on the wound.
呢一种嘅哀恸就好似咧系抹喺伤口上边嘅药膏一样嘅。
This type of mourning is God's provision for us to receive healing and to receive solace.
呢一种嘅哀恸咧系神赐俾我哋，让到我哋咧能够去接受治疗，让到我哋咧系能够得到安慰嘅。
You are aware of the saying that says too much sunshine makes a Sahara.
我相信你都听过呢句说话，就系阳光太强就会咧系成为撒哈拉沙漠噶啦。
I want to tell you that a troubled free life is a shallow life.
让我话俾你听，一个完全冇经历过磨难嘅生命系一个肤浅嘅生命。
I can almost hear some of you saying.
我几乎咧可以听到有啲人咁样讲。
I would like to live in that shallow end just for a little while。
佢话我宁愿咧系活喺咁样嘅一个肤浅嘅生命里边去体会一下。
I understand how you feel。
我理解你嘅感受嘅。
To tell you something that really has touched my heart.
让我是话俾你听一个好触动我内心嘅一个故仔。
Several years ago,
喺好多好多年之前
，there was a man who wrote some of the most beautiful music in the history of Christianity.
有一个人，佢曾经咧系写出喺基督教历史里边最优美嘅音乐。
Yet he lived a life of sorrow, a life of mourning.
但系咧，佢嘅一生都系咧活喺哀伤同埋哀恸里边嘅。
Yet that have never stopped him from writing magnificent, beautiful music.
不过即使系咁，即使佢嘅生命里边系活喺哀伤、哀恸里边，佢从来冇因为咁咧而停止写出伟大优美嘅乐曲。
Listen to his life story.
请你听一听佢一生嘅故事啊。
By the age of 10,
喺佢十岁嗰一年
，both parents died。
佢嘅爸爸妈妈咧都系已经过咗身啦。
He was raised by an older brother who raised him up begrudgingly。
咁佢咧就系由佢嘅哥哥咧系抚养佢长大，但系呢个哥哥咧系好吝啬、好孤寒嘅。
As an adult。
在他成年之后呢
His life was marked by sorrow and mourning.
他的生命呢是充满了哀伤和痛苦的。
His first wife died after they had been married for 13 years.
他第一个的妻子在他们结婚13年之后呢就去世了。
Out of 20 children of two marriages, 10 died in infancy.
在他两段的婚姻当中，他生了20个的小朋友，有10个呢是在婴儿时期呢就夭折了。
One child died when he was in his 20s.
有一个的儿子呢是在20岁的时候过身的。
One child was mentally retarded.
有一个呢就是在智力上呢是迟钝的。
Anyone would say this is enough sorrow for two lifetimes.
任何人听见这个人的经历，听到他的生平，都会说这么多哀恸足够两辈子，即是两世去承受了。
But that was not all.
但是故事还没讲完的。
He eventually went blind.
后来这个人呢还盲了。
Then he was paralyzed by a stroke.
而且他还因为中风而是瘫痪了。
But he continued to write music.
但是他还继续去作曲、哦、
Wonderful music
还是写了很多美妙的乐曲
Music of profound praise and thunderous thanksgiving with filled adoration to God
是什么美妙的乐曲呢就是他很真诚地去赞美神用充满了一种爱慕的感情很热烈地去感谢神这样的一些乐曲
Who was this man who lived such a life of mourning and sorrow?
究竟呢一个一生充满咗哀恸、充满咗忧患嘅人系边个呢？
It was none other than Johann Sebastian Bach.
佢就系约翰·塞巴斯蒂安·巴哈，亦即系大名鼎鼎嘅音乐家巴哈啦。
A devout Lutheran, perhaps the world's greatest composer for church music.
佢系一个虔诚嘅信义会嘅基督徒，佢可以话系世界上最伟大嘅圣诗作曲家。
I want you to listen to me closely.
我请你咧仔细嘅留心听我跟住要讲嘅。
Even in the deepest depth of your despair,
即使系喺你最深嘅最深嘅绝望里边
，God's blessings are there.
神嘅福气都喺嗰度。
Timothy was prone to discouragement and despair.
提摩太咧系好容易咧就会气馁就会失望嘅人。
Which led the apostle Paul to tell him in 2 Timothy 1:4.
就好似咧使徒保罗喺提摩太后书1:4嗰度所讲。
Timothy, I always remember your tears.
佢话提摩太，我纪念你的眼泪。
The Apostle Paul himself mourned in Acts chapter 20 when he was departing from the Ephesians elders.
使徒保罗在《使徒行传》的20章，当他和以弗所教会的长老要去告别的时候，他自己都是很哀伤的。
Especially when he was warning them about what's going to happen to them.
尤其是当他提醒这班的长老将会是发生什么事的时候。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 1.
在旧约圣经耶利米书9:1那里。
You find Jeremiah there in anguish over Israel's sin.
你呢就会看见耶利米是怎样为了以色列的罪呢是深深忧伤。
So much so that he could say, Oh, that my head was a spring of water.
他哀恸到一个地步呢是令到他说但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源。
So that I may weep day and night over my people.
他说，我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。
I have noticed that we've just run out of time.
我留意到呢，我们的节目时间呢，就差不多了。
And I want to tell you so much more about this.
我实在呢，好想跟你多点去讲这方面的话题。
So will you promise me that you'll tune in next time so you can hear the rest of this?
你可唔可以答应我下次再继续去收听呢个系列嘅信息呢？
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大赐福俾你。咁咧，我哋今集嘅节目内容咧就嚟到呢一度。大家都记得今集咧，我哋仍然系讲紧主嘅宣言呢个系列嘅信息。咁今次咧系讲到哀恸的人有福了嘅。咁我哋下一次咧会继续呢一个嘅系列，大家咧系可以继续去留心我哋每一次同马克牧师嘅分享。咁好啦，今集嘅节目时间嚟到呢一度，我哋下集再会。